Zedon, thinking out loud in color.
Does he know this is just audio?
June 29th, 2005. I'm Tim Shadle. Welcome back to Zedon. We've been out for a while. We've moved, had a whole bunch of other stuff going on, and I finally dug out my microphone again. So I'm excited to be back and talking here. This week, I've got a whole bunch of topics on my mind. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, more stuff involving accounting or Spring, and some JMS stuff as well. This week I decided, since Eclipse 3.1 went final, that it'd be good to kind of focus in on Eclipse, on what the 3.1 release has to offer, and on some of the plugins that I find really useful in my work. And see if you guys have got others that you've used or you found really helpful. And the biggest thing for me that's in 3.1 is JDK 1.5 support. It's excellent. It's got all the auto completion, works with the annotations. It's they've really done a wonderful job with it. So we've moved all to 1.5 or 5.0, whatever you want to call it, at work, and it's been really nice. First of all, the conversion for us really wasn't very painful at all. For a while, we had avoided using the word enum as a variable name, so when it became a keyword, there were a few places for us to clean up, but not a whole lot. And it's been nice to be able to kind of slowly add in some of the generics stuff. Those of the working with the generics in the lists and collections and stuff like that, it's been a real help. We've used the auto boxing features have worked real well for us as well, and being able to specify, you know, longs as integer, as regular numbers, and have them be automatically converted to the objects as needed for APIs. It's been really nice. And Eclipse's support for the stuff that's in 1.5 is really excellent. We've done a little bit with experimenting around with drools. We used some annotation stuff in one of the early milestone builds that you know, most of it was there, but then they cleaned it up. I mean, this was like back in M5, something like that. Anyway, they've just made it really solid to work with annotations, which I find actually quite nice for certain uses. The way that Drools uses annotations, I think, is probably an excellent example of what you want to be using annotations for. It really kind of specifies, let me see if I can explain it. With Drools, the annotation package, there's certain structure to rules that you want, say a couple functions to be evaluated for, you know, if these cases exist, then you want to run this kind of reaction. If you look at the way the Drools did it in their XML file, you had these snippets of Java code inside of XML, and it was really kind of a mess. But with the annotation support with Drools, it just really makes writing rules and their the consequences, splitting things up into different Java classes, really slick, because now none of your Java code is inside of XML. It's all inside of your Java classes, and you've got annotations to support the structure that Drools needs to figure out from your Java class what functions does it have to be aware of to be able to do its job. And it was really a pretty slick deal. And Eclipse has got great support for completion, all that, Java docs, all that kind of stuff, if I remember right, because it's been a bit since we did that. But all the completion stuff was sure there, and the checking, error checking, it does real well with all the enumeration stuff. It does very well, and so all in all, that's to me the biggest feature that's in Eclipse 3.1 is the support for JDK 1.5. A couple other of the new features include updates to the preferences area of Eclipse. It's got a really great thing where if you remember the window preferences, it can get a little full because all the plugins you add, they can add different areas in that window's preferences. So now you've got a place where you can click above the tree and type in a word or a couple of letters, and it'll filter down to just those elements of the tree that match what you're looking for. So if you can't remember, you know, which part of the tree it's actually in, you know, that you're looking for your Java editor stuff or whatever, it makes it real easy to find what you're looking for. Another piece that's in there is good support for rich client platform builds. If you want to create, and this is something I'm really excited about with the Eclipse platform, they've done such a great job building Eclipse as a generic framework that you can use the Eclipse framework to build your own desktop applications that are built using this. And I've messed around with this a little bit, a couple different times. I've done a couple things for programming some a perspective in Eclipse with a couple different views, and then also messed around with rich client programs a couple times. So the idea is that you can have the basics of the Eclipse browser. You get the window stuff, the help inserts that, you know, has the help searching capabilities of their help. You get the plugin architecture so that you can have other people write plugins for your stuff. You get the auto update features of it so that you can, if you deliver this to a client, then or a number of clients, each of them can download the most recent version of your stuff, because basically what you write ends up being a plugin inside of Eclipse. And so you can test it inside of Eclipse. Your client only sees, they don't see any of the Java stuff or whatever. They just see the bare bones pieces with your views. And they've got some great examples of some scientific applications that have been written to this. I know that there's a BitTorrent client that's been written in it. And you get, you know, a lot of the great features. You get task backgrounding. So if you've got a long-running task, you don't have to worry about how do I spawn a thread and how I get back to that. You can use the task backgrounding features of Eclipse to be able to do your work. And the thing that I find really impressive about Eclipse is I think that they've really done the plugin architecture very well. I mean, if you look around at some of the different Java things that are out there, you get a sense that there's a lot of different people trying to do plugins. Some of them do them okay, and some of them kind of get by. They don't do so well with plugins, but Eclipse has done an excellent job at their plugin architecture, making sure that the versioning works really well, the updating works really well, and plugins are so central to how Eclipse operates, the mindset of Eclipse, that it just clicks in really well. And that's, in my mind, that's one of the reasons why Eclipse has had a huge explosion in terms of acceptance among developers, is because it's so straightforward to be able to get in and learn with just a little bit of effort how to start writing plugins for Eclipse and being able to extend the functionality beyond what's there already. And do it in a way that works well with the other stuff that's there. And so when you want to write a desktop app, say for an internet application or something like that, something internal to the company or whatever, Eclipse, I think, is an excellent option for a desktop application because it's got the native launchers, it's going to have a native look and feel, and it's going to be able to make, you know, run on a number of different platforms if you've got a mix internally. And even if you don't, the auto-update features alone make it a lot better of an option, perhaps, than simply having an executable on a client's desktop that you have to kind of push or ask them to download, you know, run something at the network login time or whatever. The auto update features and the of the Eclipse platform are now available to you as in a rich client format. And I just think that the way that Eclipse approaches the plugins and as such, it just makes for a really nice development environment. You can evolve things very well. So that's another, I think, excellent feature. I mean, you could do rich client platform stuff before 3.1, but now it's more centralized and streamlined as the main part of what's offered in Eclipse. So if you haven't checked out Eclipse 3.1, it came out yesterday. The mirrors didn't seem to get updated with the Windows version of the SDK until well into the evening. So download it today, check it out, and definitely hope you enjoy it. And I'll probably be hooking up my article that I wrote on a couple blogs back of how to share Eclipse plugins with 3.0. That seems to still work okay with 3.1, although I'll probably also be updating it for given some of the things we've learned over the last year, so you can go ahead and watch for that. But in the meantime, I'll enjoy Eclipse 3.1. I'll see you later.
If you've got something to say, go ahead and leave a comment on the weblog at timshadle.com or send me an email at z.feedback@gmail.com. That's zdotfeedback@gmail.com. See ya.